Dear student, welcome to the fourth podcast for the postgraduate diploma in internal auditing, which will cover topic 4. Just an overview of the topics again for this module. We are at topic 4 at the moment, which is compliance auditing. The learning outcomes for this topic: after you've studied this topic, you should be proficient in planning the compliance audit according to the applicable standards, to formulate the audit procedures, as well as to compile an audit report. If we look at the internal audit process again, we will still be covering the second and the third phases of the internal audit process, which is planning the internal audit as well as conducting the internal audit, and we will touch on writing and distributing the audit report. Now, if we look at the difference of the different types of audits in terms of the procurement of fixed assets, if we conduct a financial audit, we will determine if the purchase price is accurate. If we perform an operational audit, we will determine if the organization is acquiring the right asset. Whereas with a compliance audit, we will determine if the purchase transaction was authorized. For example, to comply with a procurement policy or whatever other policies the organization have. So again, in terms of the financial audit, we will do an examination of the fairness of the transactions and the balances. In terms of the operational audit, we will do an evaluation of the economy, efficiency and effectiveness of the operations. And the compliance audit, we will do an evaluation of the system of internal control, that is to determine if the policies are adhered to. All organizations are subject to rules and regulations instituted by legislation. Organizations also develop their own policies and procedures, which encompass certain reviews, obtaining authorization, and other functions, and to make sure that the organization's objectives are achieved. The purpose of a compliance audit is to supply evidence on whether the internal control structure has been properly designed to incorporate all the applicable legislation, external as well as organizational objectives, which is internal, as well as to determine whether the prescribed internal control activities are functioning on a perpetual basis and are achieving their objectives. The internal auditor is involved in testing of the internal control activities, only testing the internal control activities prescribed within the organization, that's the policies and procedures, for the correct application thereof. For example, the delegation of authority, the supervision of procedures, and the safeguarding of assets. The auditor must determine or establish if there's criteria against which the compliance can be measured. The criteria should be consistent with the audit engagement objectives and ultimately yield useful information to the auditee. Now, examples of criteria is acts and regulations, policies and procedures, standards and guidelines, control frameworks, industry best practices, and performance information, for example, KPIs. When looking at specifically the HR and the payroll function, the applicable legislation that the internal auditor will look at is the Income Tax Act, the Skills Development Act, Unemployment Insurance Contribution Act, Basic Conditions of Employment Act, Labor Regulations, Employment Equity Act, Occupational Health and Safety Act, and the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act. This is just some of the examples. The internal auditor should still look at risk, therefore be referred to standard 2120. stating that the internal audit activity must evaluate the risk exposures relating to the organization's governance, operations, and information systems. Concerning the compliance audit, the internal auditor will look at the compliance with laws, regulations, and contracts and evaluate the risk exposures thereof. In terms of control, the internal audit activity must evaluate the adequacy and effectiveness of the controls in responding to the risks within the organization's governance, operations, and information systems. Again, regarding the compliance with laws, regulations, and contracts. When looking at the risk-based internal audit again, with the stakeholder value-based approach, the top-down approach, again we will look at identifying the stakeholder value, in understanding the enterprise risks in terms of compliance when conducting a compliance audit, and then evaluate the impact to the stakeholder value and prepare your audit plan accordingly. Some advice again is please join the discussion forums. A lot of students do not interact on MyUNISA. Start preparing for your assignments, do a lot of research, and start studying as well. Thank you again.